My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Wednesday, 6:45 for NFL Zigger Zag. Week one, baby. Here we go. It's back.
No more Major League Baseball Zigger Zag. Is that what you're telling me?
No more NBA Zigger Zag.
When do we get NHL Zigger Zag?
Yeah.
Yeah, never.
Dreisaitl just got paid.
He did.
Zag on that idea.
Hey.
Let's start here.
What do you got?
NFL playoff turnover.
Ooh.
Bill Barnwell said on the Bill Barnwell Show that one of his mild takes this year is that the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Bears will make the playoffs. What do they all have in common?
They did not make the playoffs last year, Bob.
What else?
They all... Who are they? Chargers, Bengals, and who we're talking about?
Bears.
And Bears. They all have quarterbacks?
Every team has a quarterback.
I don't know. What else do they have in common?
All three were last place in their division last season.
Okay.
So, Dirt.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Zig or Zag, there will be over 2.5 last place teams from 2023 making the playoffs in 2024.
Over 2.5.
Bill Barnwell has the over here.
Okay. Bengals would be a candidate. Your other last place teams, Patriots, no. Titans, I would not gamble on, no. Chargers, Commies, I would not gamble on. Bears, Panthers, or Cardinals. I'm gonna zag on that. I'll take the under. You tell me the two of those three get in, I can buy it. I see the argument for the Bengals. I see the argument for the Bears. I see the argument
for
the Chargers. I'm not quite there on the Cardinals. They were 4-13. Kyler Murray should make them tougher this year, but going to the playoffs is a bit of a hill to climb in a tough division. I will zag on that. I'll take the under. Give me two, not three.
All right. A game I'm super excited for is Friday's Eagles-Packers game in Brazil. However, you know I don't like regular season games internationally, but Eagles cornerback Darius Slay, also not a fan of this particular one, saying, quote, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't go do much because the crime rate is crazy. I'm like, NFL, why would you want to send us somewhere with a crime rate this high? His family is not going to the game because of this.
Yeah, there's been lots of reports that players are telling their family, do not come.
So, Dirt, Zig or Zag, the NFL made a huge mistake playing this one in Brazil.
Zig, all international games are a massive mistake. We shouldn't play any international games. I hate them. They're stupid. The NFL's never going to go to Europe. I understand it's a business and they want to make more money. I don't care about that. They have enough money. We don't need more fans internationally. You got every single fan in the United States of America. And on top of that, I hate the fact that we take away a home game from fan bases who genuinely care about their teams. Like the Jags going overseas, whatever, dude. Nobody cares about the Jags. You're taking away a home game from Philadelphia or Green Bay. I think Philly's
it's
technically
Philly's the home team.
The home team.
Yeah.
Either way, though,
take
from
away
Philly
a home
or
game from the Cardinals.
Like, why is this game not in Philadelphia, dude? That would be such a great start on a Friday night. I don't care about the Peacock thing. In Jordan Love going into Philly? Are you kidding me? And in Brazil, this is dumb. Zig on that. It's a horrible idea.
I feel bad for the players, man. Hey, you guys got to go to this country that's super far away, and you can't go do anything. You have to stay in a hotel room all day.
No.
Big year for coaches in the NFL. Sirianni, one of them, right? Obviously in Philadelphia. One coach, though, looking for his first career playoff win.
Mm.
And here's Mina Kimes with a thought on that coach.
When Tua signed his big contract, and we were asked, do you feel good about this? Do you think it was smart? My answer was, well, I feel good about it as long as Mike McDaniel is his head coach. And the fact that they were able to lock McDaniel to a long-term deal, it does feel like those two contracts are sort of intertwined because of their mutual success. And that success is based on a couple of things that I think have made McDaniel fantastic head coach for the Miami Dolphins. One is, of course, his skill as an offensive play caller. I mean, we live in a, I would say, golden age, honestly, of offensive coaches, but he might be the most innovative of all of them.
That's quite a compliment. Mike McDaniel might be the most innovative of all of them. He just got an extension with Miami to 2028. Dirt, zigger zag, Mike McDaniel's a top eight coach in the National Football League.
Ooh, buddy.
We zigging, we zagging. Zig, zag.
Top eight coach in the NFL.
Zig or zag?
I'm going to zig. I'm going to zig on that. Sure. Number eight, I don't know if I would put him ahead of any of the, like, I could probably come up with a name with seven names that I would
There's
take out of him.
Confidence in your voice.
But I would zig on this. Look, I am a big believer in having a smart, offensive-minded head coach, especially in this day and age. I agree with the take of Mina that if you're going to extend Tua, this dude has unlocked Tua and turned him into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, leading the league in passing yards. Like, he's had a really good couple of seasons under Mike McDaniel. I think the criticism of him is a little laughable of, like, you haven't won a playoff game in 2 years. It's kind of how I feel about some college coaches when we immediately rush to say, why haven't you won the big one yet? He's been a head coach for 2 years, and in the first year he had Skylar Thompson starting in a playoff game. Last year they had to play in the coldest game maybe in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing they got to figure out is just the end of the season. They have tanked, it seems like, at the end of years. They were 9-3 after a win in Week 13 last year and lost three of their last five games to lose the division to Buffalo, which made them have to go on the road in the playoffs. And so if you finish better, they lost to Tennessee in that stretch, too. Tennessee was one of the worst teams in the league. They should have won the division last year. You host a playoff game, maybe it's a different conversation. But I'll zig on that. I can't come up with eight names off the top of my head that I would take over him.
I don't think I'm putting him in, like, an AFC legitimate can beat the Chiefs category. But I'm high on the Dolphins this year, and I think they win a playoff game. I think they get a wild card game this year.
Okay.
Not home field, or they get home field, but, like, they're not with the bye.
I think they could definitely win that division.
But they can win that division. Buffalo may take a slight step, and that came down to the very end of the season anyway when they played. And had they not blown the Titan game, they would have won the division.
They lost the last week of the season to Buffalo, like 21-17, to lose it in that one Buffalo the division.
They have to rebuild and revamp that defense a little bit. They're making a change there with coordinator, but they've got some solid pieces back, obviously, in the secondary. If they can just shore up some things defensively, maybe Miami can take that step into true contender category.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to think about Mike McDaniel. Finally, I saw our buddy Nick Costas of You Better You Bet make this proclamation. Not a hot take in any way whatsoever, but the NFL starts tomorrow.
It does.
It is Baltimore, Kansas City. So it's as simple as this. Zig or zag, the Kansas City Chiefs three-peat.
Zig. With my heart, I'm going to zag.
What? With my heart.
Please don't let them win three in a row,
with
man.
My heart.
I am rooting so. I don't want them
to win
three in a row.
No, that's not. You're not. I'm saying you're not playing.
Need
the
some
game.
Celine Dion in
yeah,
the back.
I do. My heart will go on.
No. Zig or zag.
I'll zag.
Three piece.
Zag. There you go. Zag. They won't win three in a row.
It's because you don't want them to, or you don't think they will?
A combination of both.
If I made you take a mortgage payment and put it down on a team, you wouldn't put it on the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, but in this question, you're giving me the entire NFL or the Kansas City Chiefs, and I would give it on the entire NFL. You're giving me 31 teams versus one, and
I
would take 31 teams.
It's also a confidence meter thing. Where's your confidence in the other teams?
I mean, they could have easily lost three different playoff games last year.
But they didn't.
But they didn't. That's fine. I know. I'm not saying they don't deserve to win the title last year. I'm zagging on that, though.
Okay.
Three in a row is an incredible accomplishment, and I don't think we're going to see it this year.
What if they did?
Be wild.
Be wild. Would suck.
It would absolutely suck.
We're gonna be stuck in this for another 15 years.
I told you, you'd get there eventually. When you're all, everybody's all Pro
I don't
Mahomes.
Hate them yet, though.
Oh, I hate the hell out of
do
the
Kansas.
Do
you really?
Hell yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Screw them, the Taylor Swift crap. No, I'm done with the Chiefs.
Oh, man.
Give
all
me
right.
anybody, it, literally anybody
Taylor
else this
Swift
year.
Taylor Swift has drawn up plays now.
Yeah, I don't
it's
buy that,
insufferable.
By the way.
Insufferable.
We're gonna run plays. Taylor knows
I can't
to
wait
out.
Until they, did you know she's in the box? I can't wait to show her with all of her rich, famous friends acting like they love football again.
They love the Chiefs.
I'm so excited for that. I can't, what does Ice Spice think that Andy Reid should do on third down?
Are you mad that Ice Spice
God,
is being shown?
I really want to know the answer to this question.
At least she's on. I'm getting God. The best of both worlds.
What does Blake
Spice
Lively think about cover two? Like, oh,
both your daughters front and center Thursday night right there on the couch?
Dude, Blake Lively, Deadpool in the box at a Chiefs game? I'm all in.
My niece is now like, I like the Chiefs. Like, no, you don't. Stop it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.